Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine BP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Dr. Kevin Most joins us. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Steve. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Good to see you on Friday at Marion Joy. An amazing staff out there and all the fine work they do.
Well, thank you very much for doing that. Really appreciate giving the opportunity to highlight the work that we do there.
I'm told there's a photo gallery up at WGNradio.com, which includes Dave's hernia check.
No, that's actually today, as I told Doc.
Oh, I must have been confused. That happens sometimes. All right, Dr. Most, we have an internal problem before we get to our external topic of the day.
That does not surprise me. So.
The lovely and talented Jisoo Kyi apparently was injured last night in her own home. What'd you do?
Okay, so Doc, first of all, it's so great to talk to you. And now I can visualize you as well, because we finally met in person. I was going to fix a mug of sleepy time tea to help me relax and get to bed on time. I make the tea, then somehow I got distracted, and then I bring the mug up to my lips, realize how hot it is, get startled, the entire cup of tea goes down my front shirt.
Hot tea.
Ooh.
Hot tea.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How's your plant leg?
Plant leg is in trouble. The plant leg's in trouble.
So she did the right thing, Doc. She immediately went to Google.
Dr. Google.
And found that she should not do certain things and do certain things. But what should she do today?
I know. It's all very red. There aren't any blisters, but what I did do was I stood under the shower. They said cool water for 20 minutes.
Yep.
So that's it. But then, I'm in pain. I am in some physical pain. I'm working with an injury here, people.
Take some Tylenol, Advil, or aspirin today. Advil or aspirin, probably a little bit better because it's a little bit anti-inflammatory as well as a pain. And now the big thing is the damage is done. Now it's just to watch to see if it blisters and if it starts to look like it's going to get infected. If it's just, red, then it's going to be uncomfortable for a couple of days, but the chance of infection is pretty low as long as the skin is intact.
So she's going to be okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mentally, what is wrong with me that I forgot from the moment that I poured this scalding hot water into a mug
We only have 15 minutes. So.
good answer.
Yeah. All right, Doc. So we're going to take a break early here so we can come back and devote the rest of our time to the topic, which is...
influenza. There's a lot going on this year with influenza and a lot that people need to understand.
Achoo!
Oh, boy. And here's the thing. If people have to turn off the radio right now, they're going to want to know this. When is it appropriate to get a flu shot? Is it too early right now?
No. Right now the CDC is really pushing for it, and after the break we'll talk about why.
Got it. Right after this on 720 WGM. All right, Dr. Kevin Most joins us again, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Relentless in the pursuit of better health care. The flu, Doc, as you've taught us in the past, the flu virus is a crapshoot, but an educated crapshoot, to try to figure out what strains of the flu are likely to hit. And the virus is, the shot, what's it called? The vaccine. The vaccine is created based on their educated guess. We don't know how they're going to do this time of year, do we?
Yeah, this year's kind of unique. Normally, like you said, we look at what's going on in the Southern Hemisphere, what went on this year, and then we make a decision. The CDC and the World Health Organization make a decision usually around Valentine's Day, just after that. This year, they postponed that, trying to figure out exactly which type A vaccine or virus to put into the vaccine. They postponed it till the end of March, which kind of impacts a couple things. One is obviously the production, and two is it certainly shows that they have a high concern this year of what is going to happen because the Southern Hemisphere just got hammered and continues to get hammered as we speak.
So what do we need to do? Look, all the common sense still applies. You wash your hands. You don't touch others. You don't touch others until next March. You be careful, especially at work. And if you're sick, you stay home. What else?
Well, those are the biggest things. But in all honesty, really, the vaccine is going to be the answer here. if you look at what happened last year, everybody remembers last year we had influenza A that hit kind of from October until February, and we thought, oh, the flu season is over, and no, another strain of A hit again from end of February and continued all the way through June. So really just shows the importance, because last year was a year that if you didn't get vaccinated, you could have got influenza twice. You know, each time you get it, your risk of bad things happening to you obviously goes up. So really the importance is doing all the common sense things as well as getting vaccinated.
So if the tracking is better than ever, what do we know now that we didn't know in the past that makes us better to handle this?
Yeah, and the tracking is very good. I mean, the doctor's offices track and they send in their information to the CDC. Hospitals track, they send their information in. The bad thing is that the tracking lags about a week or 2 weeks. In other words, CDC reports on Monday what's going on, what the activity is, where it's at, and then throughout the week everybody reports, and then the next Monday everybody does it. Well, if you wait to say, well, I'm going to wait until it's at a high volume here in Illinois before I get my shot, you have to realize that it takes anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks for that shot to actually work. So if you think, I'm going to watch the tracking, I'm not getting it until I need it because I want to make sure it lasts long enough, that's the wrong thing. Getting a shot now will last you all the way through the season.
Does everyone listening need to get a shot, or who doesn't need to get the shot?
Yeah, really, the only people that don't need to get the shot are kids under the age of 6 months. And the reason is that we don't have a shot for them. But everyone else should be getting this vaccine. And for children, actually, they kind of... The bad part about it for children is those of you, those children who are under the age of 6 months to 8 months that have never been vaccinated before, they need two shots. They need a shot, and then they need the booster shot about a month or at least a month later. But everyone else should be getting the vaccine. Pregnant people, people with asthma, people with heart disease say, oh, you know, I'm immunocompromised. I shouldn't get it. No, it's just the opposite. You should get it to protect yourself.
What about bald guys?
Yeah,
definitely.
They should get three. Yep.
And, yeah, two in the head. Doc comes in here, G, and gives us shots live on the show.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I don't have to go to my doctor this year. Doc Most is going to give me the shot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a deductible.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, Doc, the amazing thing is statistically, how many people die every year from the flu and why we don't talk about it more?
Yeah, you know, but years you could have 50,000 deaths from it. You know, we had 80,000 in 2017, so that was a bad year. Last year we dropped down to 50,000, but we still had 45 million cases of it. So, you know, people certainly can die from it, which is very, obviously very sad, and boy, that's a problem. But also just looking at the 45 million cases, saying all those people, good chance that they missed at least a week of work. They felt miserable, and they also were the conduit to spread it to other people. So you can get the vaccine, and not only does it protect you, it protects the people around you by something called herd immunity, where we can't spread the vaccine, we can't spread the virus if we're all kind of protected except for a few people.
So the idea to stay safe from this, and by the way, just again to wrap your head around it, 80,000 deaths around the world, that's about the size of Bloomington. The entire
city. No, 80,000 deaths in the United States.
Oh, that's just the United States.
Wow. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I did not know that. Well, think of this. Think of the entire population of Bloomington.
Yep.
By the way, if you're listening in Bloomington, just so you know, it's a point of reference. Is it as simple as washing your hands? How is it mostly spread? Is it coughing, sneezing, wrestling at work? What?
Yeah, it is. It's coughing, sneezing, and it's your hands. So people don't realize how much they put their hands to their face, but we do. The virus actually enters through either our mouth or our nose. And, you know, some of the viruses, the type Bs, will usually kind of stay up there, and you get congestion, and you get those high fevers, and you get the body aches. But the virus that we saw last year, as well as the one that they saw in the southern hemisphere this year, the H3N2, that's the nasty one that gets into your lungs. So when people sneeze and cough in front of you, and then you inhale that, and the virus gets into your lungs, then that is when we have problems.
So, Doc, when I'm flying sometimes, I see people wearing the nose and mouth masks.
Yep.
Do you think that really helps to wear that when you're flying to prevent catching something?
You know, for someone who flies quite a bit, and I'll tell you, airplanes are very dirty. There's nothing that they're going to do. You know, when they're cleaning the plane between flights, they're taking newspapers out, but they're not washing things down.
What?
Yeah. And you're talking about viruses that can live on surfaces for quite a few quite a long time, a couple hours. So wearing the mask is one thing because of the recirculated air and everyone that's coughing around you. Think about when you travel. It's the one time in your life that if someone's coughing and hacking next to you, you can't get up and move. So the chance of being exposed on an airplane is very high. That's why we really want a lot of people vaccinated before Thanksgiving because of the high travel where we can spread this across the entire country quickly.
And don't travel if you can avoid it when you're sick. I mean, think of others.
That's probably the biggest thing. So the individual who's wearing the mask, you would hopefully that is someone who is sick and not someone who's healthy, although healthy people will wear them as well. And a lot of people actually use the hand gel and will clean up all around the airplane when they do that. Same thing when you're going into a grocery store. You'll see those towels now to clean your carts. Very important to do that because you don't know the individual who had it just before you.
Don't leave your house, people. There's a couple other points to make before we get to that, though. Karen's on the phone. What's your question for Dr. Most, Karen?
I am so happy you're talking about this. My daughter and son-in-law are trying to get pregnant over the next couple of months, and we were just talking about this yesterday. Would it be safer for her to get the shot now while she's getting pregnant or get pregnant and then get the flu shot?
Good question.
No. Get the shot now. We don't know when she's going to get pregnant, so get the shot now. Okay. You want to make sure that she has that protection because nothing worse than not getting the shot, getting influenza, and then getting pregnant. So you really would rather have it now. Anybody that is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant, getting the shot early to protect you through the entire pregnancy is key to the baby's health as well as your own health.
Thank you, okay. Karen. That's a great question.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
You're
day.
Welcome.
All right, delivery vehicle. How do we get it now? Is the mist a real thing?
The mist is back. So if everybody remembers, 2 years ago, we had 2 years without the mist because there's some studies that showed that it was not effective. The company changed the way that they manufacture and it's been approved now for the second year. Due to some constraints on manufacturing, it's going to be in low, there's not going to be as much of it. So please, anybody who needs that, go. But remember, under the age of 2, obviously you can't have it. Over the age of 49, you can't have it. So someone like Ross is going to be at a place here soon where he will not be able to get that, and he's going to have to get the shot. The shots are going to come again.
20 years.
Yeah. The shots are going to come again in two different types. One will have coverage for 3 viruses. One will have 4. I always recommend get the 4. In seniors, make sure you're getting the high dose 4 vaccine.
Side effects?
You know, you're going to get a little achy. You know, you're going to get your muscles going to be a little sore. Some people say, I got the flu from getting the shot. That can't happen. You might get a little achy. You might feel a little uncomfortable for a day or two. That's actually your immune system starting to work, and that's a good sign.
And the interesting story that in your notes, and remember, we post the notes with the podcast, and Dr. Most podcast goes up every week. And that is that flu cases in less populated areas are shorter in duration.
Yeah. Yeah, you think, well, gosh, am I better off in the city or am I better off, you know, out in a rural area? Well, you're better off out in the rural area because it doesn't spread as much. In the city, think about trains, congestion, buses, everywhere we're at. So we see once the virus hits, you see something called surge. You'll start to see big numbers of it. And at that time, it's too late. We're in the rural communities. Boy, they're not even ready for a surge. So they're still vaccinating, where here we should be saying, wow, if we get a surge, we need to make sure now that the pharmacies have enough Tamiflu, Relenza, any of the medications that may be used to treat the virus.
Great stuff, Doc. The notes go up with your podcast. Thanks for being on.
You got it. We'll talk to you guys soon, and we'll be down to do shots here in the next couple weeks.
All right. Sponsored by, and thank you for that. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in the pursuit of better health care.